It could be. Yeah, it's probably.
Well, because take out. Listen, the verbal abuse. But I like verbal abuse. No, if you take out the physical part of it,
it's Ricky Bobby, man.
No one should
incredible.
Be verbally abusing each other either. But it is, man. That would be awesome to come home and be like, "Eh, heard the 4 o'clock hour. Sucked. Good questions during the interview, Cofield. And I want to be called Cofield at home." Yeah.
Great topic selection, Steven.
Swear to God, if you don't step your game up, Cofield, I'm gone.
Sucks. Not entertaining in the Big Five.
Too much sports at 4:30. That's what's trending.
Also,
that wasn't trending at all.
Also, she's clearly worried about the checks, right? That's the only reason she's getting pissed off.
Of course, because it's an individual sport where if you don't play well, you don't get money.
So it really,
and the wife's definitely not getting money if he doesn't win. And so she's seeing, the sixes, the zeros falling off her account, or what could have been.
You nailed this. It is Ricky Bobby wife.
It absolutely
it's real life Ricky Bobby wife.
What's Jordan Spieth's number?
How dynamite will that be if in like 4 years she's with another golfer?
Oh, just like Ricky
Bobby. She just moved on to Duffner.
Shake and bake.
Duffner has a really hot girlfriend or wife.
I'm saying
they actually do.
I'm saying Glover's wife.
Millions of dollars will do that.
Glover's wife is on closing in on the expiration date.
Man, that's a lot of pressure.
She may have to go out to like the Nationwide Tour or something to find the new one. Nobody on the PGA Tour.
I mean, if we're talking from a practical standpoint, if he bails on it right now, I don't think he's losing half his money.
That's true.
After this?
Yeah, you got an escape clause.
I'm getting out. I'm afraid for my kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could he be losing on purpose to
maybe he likes it?
Get into like a divorce that he wouldn't
beaten.
We thought you were doing like Marv, like he goes home and just gets Marv Albert. Remember Marv had the whole S&M thing,
yeah.
You know, where he's getting beat up and he's biting people.
Right. He gets off on getting beaten, so he's like, if I miss this putt,
we gotta stop because there's so many legs to this. I'm just thinking, of Lucas Glover going home, and she's like, "Put on the mask, let's go, Gimp, get in the box."
Let's go, Gimp.
Right.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Okay. Can I one more time say, poor Lucas Glover?
Yes, poor Lucas. Glover.
This is a terrible story. It's not funny.
Horrible. No, it's terrible.
PGA golfer having to call on his wife for domestic violence after she beat him up, and especially the mom. Not cool.
Not cool, Lucas. Glover's wife.
We need a couple of minutes to go laugh off air. When we come back, we'll get back into what's going on here tonight. Game 3. We've also, in the NHL Western Conference Finals, we also got to get into the Rockets. Boy, I was touting the Rockets, I'm like, the other day. Value! Come on! This was like an even bet 3 weeks ago. Now I'm getting plus 195. I have to play this. Now the Rockets are plus 420. A 65-win team loses one freaking game in its Western Conference Finals, and everyone is ready to write off H-Town.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas. ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
K265EZ.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a vodka showdown.
You sure you don't want to just explore some vodkas together?
If you're unable to show me a vodka that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this? It's distilled 5 times, super delicious, and it's a great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with a value vodka. You underestimate my... Oh, wow. Well, that is good.
Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see. There's Grey Goose, Absolut, New Amsterdam, Kettle One, Svedka, Tito's, Belvedere. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled!
Explore 8,000 wines, 2,500 beers, and 3,000 spirits with our friendly team. Or shop online at TotalWine.com. Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens. tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Gambler's Bonus keeps paying more. Just ask Vincent, who won over $7,500 on April 8th when he hit four sixes to fill his free Gambler's Bonus four-of-a-kind bingo card. Vincent got paid thousands more, and so can you, by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
The Vegas Golden Knights run in the Stanley Cup playoffs continues. ESPN Las Vegas is live from Toshiba Plaza in front of T-Mobile Arena. It's the VGK pregame show, presented by Battle Born Injury Lawyers.
All right, all the laughing's done. Not funny.
Never.
Poor Lucas Glover. Poor Rockets. How amazing is that you fight your keisters off to get 65 wins, number one seed, hey, we're going to have home court against the Warriors, and in one game, everyone's like, suck, can't beat them. Like, my God. That said, even at plus 420, and I do want to put some more money on it before the game starts, just because I like to lose, they're due. But that was not a great effort in game number one. And on the Warriors' side, you know, I saw people already starting to complain again about the NBA. It's like, this team's ridiculous. Everything, Curry wasn't even good. And everything for the Rockets, every time they come, check that, the Warriors, when they come down the floor, things are so easy. And then you watch the Rockets and you're like, okay, Pat, you know, ISO, hard drive, take physical beating. And you know, and you work your butt off to get two or three points, and then Durant's like, pull up 17, can't defend me. Switch.
Well,
like instantly.
I think one of the things with and it, this, it's ridiculous, but this is how good the Warriors are. You, and the NBA has never done this. You have to treasure every single possession if you're the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rockets had a lead early on. They were playing well, but they had a couple of possessions where you're like, didn't like that shot. That was lazy. That was quick. And then it's over.
It's like a 10-0
every
run.
Every single possession is the championship possession. And it's impossible to maintain that kind of intensity over, you know, entire season. But for, you know, six games or whatever this is going to be, you need to treat every single time you come down the court. If it's 4-2, you have to come down the court like it's tied in the late in the fourth quarter in game seven of the finals. And it's insane, but that's what it's going to take to beat.
Do you guys are you guys anti-Kerr or pro-Steve Kerr?
I'm pro-Steve
Kerr. Very pro.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I hear so many people who are like, not a great coach. In that first game, you see the difference between – and I mean, I'll give a lot of credit to the players on the Warriors. I think it is a selfless group.
Yes.
I don't think Kevin Durant – goes to that team if he wants to be 38 shot a game guy. Curry clearly, if Curry had the attitude of Westbrook, like it would not work. Curry has games where he's like, yeah, I'll take 13 shots. If Durant and Klay Thompson are going crazy, I don't have to shoot a bunch. So they're selfless. And then you watch the Rockets, and I don't know that. I don't think Harden's selfish, but I think it's like Westbrook. He just goes into hero mode.
Yep.
I read the numbers yesterday, and I'll mention them again. Game one, the Rockets had 45 ISO plays. Many of them featuring Harden. 45 times, a guy's just sitting on the outside dribbling and trying to get the job done himself. They averaged 22 ISO plays during the season. The 45 was the highest in any regular season game by a team or playoffs in the last 5 years. That's how freaked out they got in the game. 45 ISO plays while the other team is passing and being selfless.
Say Boston had 45 ISO plays last night, but that was a bit different. And like truly ISO in the fact that nobody was guarding them, but I guess that's a little off subject. But yeah.
Well, that's also creating just the right matchups and Brad Stevens doing Brad Stevens things like he did.
But I brought up Carr because it's now D'Antoni's job. Bro, you won a certain way during the season. You didn't ISO the hell out of the game and have Harden just sit up top and go between his legs 19 times. And, yeah, he made a lot of shots. You can't kill him. It's 41 points. But you and I have talked about, you know, the notion that the assist is always great for the offense. Sometimes a guy with 14 assists, that's not a great game. If you're holding onto the ball and there's no flow of offense.
Yeah, I think that's completely right. And I think there's a little bit of – you saw a little bit of panic already in game one. You saw, all right, maybe this didn't work. All right, Harden, go just stand there. Like, I think there was a little bit of that.
There should be.
I don't think – no, I think you have to do what you're going to do. And you also have to – you have to do something to get Golden State out of what they want to do. I mean, don't let them just stand there and defend. I don't know what the best solution is. Like I said, I think the basic premise of treat every possession like gold, I think that's important. Other than that, good luck.
It's important, but we're sitting here pontificating over almost a foregone conclusion. Golden State is, if not the best team ever assembled, one of the two or three best teams ever assembled in the NBA. Then you throw in an unguardable factor like Kevin Durant, and then, oh, yeah, you have to deal with Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry. It's just not – you're not going to beat this team. So we're sitting here trying to find reasons. What could Houston do more? What change up the ISO. You rubbled
–
you ran double the ISO.
Play. You're lacking nuance, and that's a fan's take that this team is unbeatable. They can be beaten. You have to play a perfect game. They beat them 2 out of 3 times during the regular season. I know it's a regular season.
Exactly.
The Rockets have the goods to beat them, but they have to play a team game. Golden State can be defeated. Now, the last time they were defeated in a series was when Dr. Dre took himself out of the series and they didn't have Durant. So you're right. They're next to impossible to beat.
Yeah.
But there are things you can do to beat them.
Sure, and you're right. You obviously you don't double your amount of ISO plays and totally take,
just run a whole new offense.
Right. You obviously don't do that. But at the same time, going back to Adam's point, like they look deflated, they look nervous. You should. You are playing about as unbeatable team as you're going to encounter, and there should be reason for nerves, especially if your coach isn't, if you don't think he's calling the right plays, or if for whatever reason you know the chemistry isn't working. It's as you said, you have to play the perfect game, and the fact remains is you're not going to play 4 perfect games in a 7-game series, especially against a team like that. And we knew that when this season started. When this season started, it was Golden State and Cleveland in the finals. It's certainly going to be Golden State. Now the question is there a swerve with the Cavaliers in Boston, which it looks like there's probably going to be.
I don't think
it's enough interest to. You know, or enough differential or enough off the mark that it's going to make me particularly interested in the NBA Finals like, you know, in other years. But
I also certainly don't feel like Houston, which won 65 games, is looking at them like an unbeatable team. I think they know they can beat them. I think they are probably questioning why they changed so much. Yeah. Why don't you do what you do? And I think you do have to get back to playing the way that you want to play. And if they stop it, they stop it. And if they figured you out, fine. But do what you do best. Do what got you 65 wins. Get out and put pressure on them, because that is the other way. If you make them defend all over the place, it is going to be tougher for them to score on the offensive end, too. That's how you limit their offense, is by making them work defensively, especially Curry and Durant. Make them work harder defensively by not letting them stand around while you ISO on the other end.
And Eric Gordon on the Rockets already came out and, without saying Harden, said it. Yep. He's like, we didn't run that all year long. You're not going to beat a team like this running isolation plays throughout the game. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I think that's a bad sign that you're seeing, you know, cracks in their armor already of, you know, kind of finger pointing and questioning what's going on. But that's what the Warriors do to you. That's why you,
exactly.
That's why you have to stay within yourselves. You have to stay as a team. You have to, it's easier to say certainly than to do, but you have to stick with it.
Rockets Warriors coming up on ESPN 1100 after 6. Also after 6 on our sister station, the game we're previewing out here at Toshiba Plaza in front of T-Mobile, VGK taking on the Winnipeg Jets in Game 3. We have convos coming up later in the show with Belmar and also Derek England. But here's Magnum, who did a great job on the road in Winnipeg, and he's been covering all the practices and the morning skates. Here he is with a convo from earlier today with Lucas Pisa.
In the San Jose series, they kind of stole that second game from you guys, went back to San Jose, tied at 1. Now you guys have the advantage because you won up there. How do you maintain that momentum and carry it over to tonight?
You can't look too far ahead and be like you got to be aware that, like, you know, you have home ice advantage now pretty much. So, but at the same time, you got to take it one game at a time. If you think about the next game or whatever, you're probably going to, you know, shoot yourself in the foot and just got to make sure we're ready right from the start, and that's it. I mean, the fans are going to be there. The adrenaline is going to be here. Just, you know, find that right balance between being aggressive, being smart, stuff like that.
Early in game 2, Flower made some big saves, kind of took their crowd out of it. What kinds of things do you guys need to do tonight to keep the crowd into it and prevent them from kind of flipping the script on you guys a little bit?
I think playing fast. Get the pucks deep, go to work, go forecheck. That's what, you know, we're known for. We're a pretty fast group. So get it deep, get to work. They're going to turn over the puck eventually if we keep that up, and the crowd is going to love that. So whenever we get a chance, finish the hits and stuff like that.
They do a lot of things really well. I mean, they're the best team you guys have played this season. So as a defenseman, what kinds of challenges do their big bodies up front kind of present to you?
Yeah, I mean, it can beat you a lot of different ways. They can protect the puck really well because they're big bodies, but usually, you know, it's one or the other. You're big or slow, or you're small or fast, but I feel like they have a lot of big guys that are really fast with the puck, and the puck can keep up with their hands too at that speed. So a lot of challenges. I think the biggest key for us is to make sure to not give them any time throughout the neutral zone. Get the puck steep, go to forecheck so they can't break out clean and they can't come up the ice with a lot of speed.
Their arena up there is pretty amazing. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be able to go up there for both games and witness it. But as a player, do you kind of take a step back and really appreciate that type of atmosphere in an arena?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give them props. It's a lot of fun in that barn. It gets them going. It gets us going too. It's a pretty small rink, but that, I don't know what it is, the whiteout or the way the rink is built, it feels like the people are kind of top. It's pretty fun, but you know, nothing comes close or even close to like what our rink is going to be like or has been all year. It's, you know, it's the number one rink in the NHL for a reason. With the best fans here, it's going to be a lot of fun to play in front of them tonight.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
Time for a new car? Visit Finley True North Honda and Volkswagen, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. Get the Finley price, service, and savings at Finley True North Volkswagen and Finley True North Honda, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills.
Hey, it's Steph. Les Olson Company is our go-to for all our copier needs here at Lotus. They have 60 years of experience, and they're always here when we need them. We use them for our copiers and printers, but they can help you with all kinds of things for your business, from data backup to digital whiteboards. Les Olson will make your life easier. Isn't that what we want? Make sure to check out the great deals they have this month for our listeners at lesolson.com/ESPN1100.
Les Olson Company.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds, and we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a vodka showdown.
You sure you don't want to just explore some vodkas together?
If you're unable to show me a vodka that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this? It's distilled 5 times, super delicious, and it's a great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with a value, vodka. You underestimate my... Oh, well. Well, that is good.
Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see. There's Grey Goose, Absolute, New Amsterdam, Kettle One, Svedka, Tito's, Belvedere. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled!
Explore 8,000 wines, 2,500 beers, and 3,000 spirits with our friendly team. Or shop online at TotalWine.com. Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get smart tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on SmartTires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today, or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
Thanks to Battle Born Injury Lawyers, it's time to get the skinny on the Stanley Cup playoffs on Cofield and Company.
This one is over. The Knights take game two, 3-1. And this series tied up 1-1.
You know, our guys play hard and they battled hard and, you know, they had success tonight. The other night, that line was outstanding and you know, got some goals in that game. But our guys battle and compete, and no matter who they're playing against, they're going to do their job. And tonight we worried more about our team than the other team's game, and we played a good solid hockey game. And if we're going to have a chance to win, we got to play that game every night.
1-1 series now. 6 o'clock start. Cofield and Company hanging out in front of T-Mobile. The good luck charm, Dan Duva. Wasn't there for game one. That must have been it, right? He sits down with us.
Yeah, I can tell Dave Gosher that that's the reason. Sure. No, it was great for Dave and Shane to fill in back east for my brother's wedding. And a number of people have brought it up. I'm not sure that it's true, but I'll take it. Just have to have my agent talk to some people about you know, the dollars and cents down the line.
Right? Duva and gummy bears, that's the key.
Sure. Yeah, the gummy bears, too. I forgot about that. Yep. We haven't had a home game here in a couple of weeks now. You know, between going on the road to San Jose for the last game of that series and then the break in between, starting on the road for the two games of the conference final. Feels like forever since we've been here at T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah, I missed my dogs. I was so happy to get back on that journey from Winnipeg yesterday and finally see the dogs again. It was nice.
Really? You? Big softy?
Yes.
Wow.
Big Bark Andre Furry fan over here.
No, my dogs.
Adam, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If your job was about to get in the way of your brother's wedding, what would you do?
Sorry, bro.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, I nearly did
you
the
are
same
a jerk.
Thing.
No, but, you didn't. Really?
Oh, I almost wasn't going to go.
So what was it like the last couple of weeks? So for folks who didn't hear Dan mention it, he had to miss game one because his brother was getting married. And who expected this team to be in the Western Conference Finals in mid-May? Like, there's not going to be any overlap.
I hope it was Bro's first wedding.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Because second wedding, I would have been out for sure.
Oh, no,
okay.
No question about it. I also told my younger brother, who I'm sure will get married at some point, if you have a wedding during hockey season, I will go, but I will also kill you. It's funny because, it was scheduled, and it's not that it's a big deal or anything, but you don't predict these things. As a journalist, whether win or lose, you simply know that if you work in this business, you don't do anything during hockey season. Even if you're, I just talking to a few scouts on the road the other day, guys who are now in scouting who were players who missed family weddings for the same reasons. You just don't do this during hockey season, even if you're on a bad team. So I'm not going to assign blame to anyone, but let's just put it this way. The whole family, at least on the groom's side, were expecting me not to be there. I'm not sure on the bride's side they really understood the picture of the importance of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll just leave it at that.
Or the fact there was a Vegas Stanley Cup playoff.
Yeah. So it was nice to be there, though. I appreciate you asking. It was a good time. And I suppose if I was going to miss a game, it was one that the Knights were trailing 3-0 and didn't come back. So what are you going to do?
Arenas do the same thing, though. I know there's a concert schedule for Sunday night in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And they had to tell the band, get out. You're done. So people schedule things not understanding, not knowing these are going to happen, and they do happen. But just again, you talked about it. Didn't expect it to happen. But this magical ride has been insane that you've had a firsthand seat to watch. Just what are your feelings right now? Have you put in perspective what this year has been like?
Yeah. Here's the thing. When you talk about, nobody expected them to do this, that's exactly right. While a lot of people predicted they would not be good, those of us who are, again, as a journalist, and I think the players on the team, they simply did not have expectations. They didn't expect to be good or not good. You just don't think about it in those terms. It's along the same lines of the cliche, one game at a time, shift by shift. You just don't think about something that you can't control right now. You can't control what happens in May and October. So I think that when you understand that and you really buy into that, as this group of players and coaches have, you appreciate it all the more. Pete DeBoer said it at the end of the Sharks series. He thought that his team, the Sharks, was the hardest working team in the NHL. Then he saw 6 games in a row from the Golden Knights, and he said, that's the hardest working team that I've seen in the league.
Are you surprised that people are still surprised by this team? I mean, I feel like with NHL Network and obviously major outlets, I understand when certain people come along, but it just, this narrative keeps happening. Like, oh, well, hey, we found out this team's pretty good, or this team's a pretty fast team, or they play well together. They share the puck. I mean, this is stuff it's been easy to see since the start.
It shouldn't surprise people, but I think that what happens is you get lulled into seeing a headline or watching the highlights. And you think, okay, well, they're talented, they've got some great moments, it's a great story, but you don't truly appreciate what they're doing until you see how they do it, and that requires watching the games, not just snippets here. We talked about this the other day on our podcast with some of the prospects, the guys who are going to be on the Knights in a couple of years. They don't get to watch the Golden Knights games because they're playing themselves, so they see the highlights, so they don't always see William Karlsson and his terrific defensive zone work. Sure, they're going to see the 43 goals on the highlights, but it's something like Nate Schmidt and how he defended Mark Scheifele in game 2. Those are things that aren't going to make a lot of highlight reels, but those are the essential reasons why this team, because of the balance, because of the depth, because they work their tails off, that is what has allowed them to keep this up. And I think that you don't truly get a sense of that until you watch them regularly and you watch them, for a whole game. So I think that people, especially, there's an East Coast, West Coast thing.
Right.
People are falling asleep, so maybe they see the highlights, they read the stories, but they're probably not watching full games, and therefore you probably don't give them the credit that they deserve.
You talk about the young players, obviously. This is a squad, I think, when you look at the Capitals, right? Since 1998, since they made the playoffs, obviously President's Cup trophy winner, they've been a great team. But to get to this point, it doesn't always happen. So I think there's this expectation with the Knights that, enjoy it while it's here. But the future, Brännström, Glass, Suzuki. I mean, can you speak to these young characters and their attitudes and how much they are going to play a factor in the future?
Well, you use the perfect word. It's not just the player, it's the character. And George McPhee, who of course was the architect of the Washington Capitals team that made it, you know, to so many President's Cups, and he had taken over for that year, 97-98. He had been with the Canucks organization under Pat Quinn. But you have people who are really high-caliber person, and that has allowed so much of the buy-in. If you have someone who's consumed with himself, you know, what does my contract look like? How many points do I have? Am I getting enough ice time? That takes away from the buy-in that Gerard Gallant has called upon from his players. He tells them to have fun. They truly have. He's real with the players. And when there's that respect, when you tell it like it is, the players respond to that, I think. At least they have in this particular case. So when you look at the future and you hear George McPhee and Kelly McCrimmon and everybody else talk about the players who they've drafted, they have done their diligence in the same way they did with the expansion draft. It's not just to watch tape. It's to go and talk to high school coaches, junior coaches, college coaches, billet families, get a sense of who these guys are and if they will fit the personality of the Golden Knights in addition to their terrific abilities, which is a bit easier to scout, I suppose.
And with that, I guess, you, as a team, then you have to have a very defined personality of what you want and what you expect from your franchise.
Yeah,
right?
and there's Bill Foley at the head of the list there, and George McPhee, remember, was Hobey Baker Award winner at Bowling Green. Jerry York was his coach there. You know, he plays 6 or 7 years in the NHL, but not a lot of games. You know, a lot of people don't know that George McPhee went and he got a law degree at Rutgers in Newark. You know, while he was then transitioning into a role with the NHL, then he got an internship with the Vancouver Canucks. It turns into being the director of hockey operations there. And before you know it, he's the GM of the Washington Capitals. And you read about people who saw him as a player, people who saw him as a young executive, and how much his mentality, how smart he is, has allowed all of this to come into play. So it's not just a fluke. It really is about people. And for Bill Foley to recognize that, for George to recognize that, and, you know, Kelly McCrimmon and Vaughn Carp, and I could go down the list of excellent people. And I've been part of a few different organizations, and it's not to diminish the caliber of the people elsewhere, but it truly is impressive that this organization has brought in so many great people to put all that into place.
It's might be tough to pinpoint now, and I'm sure there's a ton of them. What is your favorite moment so far this season?
That is a great question. It would be difficult to put it on one, but I think the heartstrings pull on the first home game. Everything that built up to it, the tribute video, Derek Englund delivering that perfect speech, and then we are Vegas strong, and then the Knights score 4 goals in the first 6 minutes. Derek scores 1 of the 4. Yeah. I think that's got to be up there. In terms of hockey, the game against Tampa Bay was the
mine.
Single best
well
regular
mine.
Season
yeah.
game I've seen. You had 6 combined power play goals, a couple for Tampa, all 4 for Vegas. Theodore scores the game winner with 2.3 seconds left. And so it had a dramatic finish. But it wasn't just the dramatic finish. It was the whole game that was thoroughly entertaining. Remember, Tampa and Vegas, for a while, were trading back and forth for the best record
right.
in the National Hockey League. And that was in December. The Knights had recently gone on that Father's Day trip, Nashville and Dallas. And that's the one that Gerard Gallant pointed to and says, wow, we are really contenders. And then to beat the number one team in the NHL in such a thrilling fashion, that, to me, in terms of hockey, would be the game.
The voice of Dan Duva. We're going to let him run here in a second. Not to jinx it, just a play-by-play question. Do you think ahead, if this team wins the Western Conference Finals or the Stanley Cup, do you start to think ahead like, man, I got to freaking nail this? I always wonder with play-by-play people because sometimes it just comes, it flows out naturally. Other times I would think, I'd want to write something down. I'd still botch it.
Yeah, I don't like to script things. It is so much about reacting. We prepare so much. And it's not preparation because here's all the stuff I'm going to use, and now I'm on the air, so here I'm going to use it. It's having that preparation so that if something happens, oh, I can enhance this by this information or this quote or this statistic, whatever it might be. I will tell you that on that first home game, when the tribute video is being played and Derek Englund delivers his speech, I had a few things come to me. And I normally don't write anything down. And I didn't write word for word. I just had a couple of things that I wrote down while the tribute was going on. I certainly hadn't thought about it until then. But I actually wrote down a few lines from a Springsteen song. living proof. I remember when Derek delivered the speech, I said, you know, this was not part of the song, but I said, you know, there are tears of joy, there's tears of sadness, and then there are tears of the kind we just experienced. And it was okay to cheer. But the other thing was, you know, just the whole idea of, you know, life is just a house of cards. There's a line in the song. You know, all that's sure on the boulevard is that life is just a house of cards. And it came to me, and I built it up, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but the key line is, you know, here's the team. Here's this community coming together. And now we have living proof. And that was the only time that I remember ever writing something down. So I don't script stuff. Mm-hmm. So often in the moment, words come to you. And the answer is no, I don't script anything. I like to think that I haven't screwed up too many big moments. And if I start to screw them up, maybe I'll start writing things down. But for now, I'm going to stick with not scripting stuff.
Jersey right. Guys and your Springsteen.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, you've done a great job this year. We appreciate a couple minutes. Have a good call
pleasure.
Tonight, and we're looking forward to listening. We're going to turn the page, get into the Winnipeg side here in just a couple minutes as we continue live about 90 minutes away from the drop of the puck inside T-Mobile.
Cofield & Company Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider was brought to you by Battle Born Injury Lawyers. Call Justin or Matt at 570-9000.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you 4 brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich, for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks, still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with 4 brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today, or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Thanks to Battle Born Injury Lawyers, it's time to get the skinny on the Stanley Cup playoffs on Cofield & Company.
Protects it along, but it's stolen. Marchessault's got a great look all by himself. He shoots, he scores! Marchessault slams it home on the backhand. The jaunty Jonathan Marchessault makes it 2-0 Knights.
All right, rolling towards a 6 o'clock start. Cofield, Big Mac, Adam Hill hanging out in front of T-Mobile. Let's get the Winnipeg side of things. A little expert view. Big expert view from the Winnipeg Sun. Ken Weeb sits down with us. So, give me the fans' perspective first before we get into the nuts and bolts. What are the fans thinking right now after looking so good in Game 1? The Jets look so good in Game 1 and Game 2, competitive game, but now a 1-1 series.
Yeah, you know what? I think people are pretty much, I think a series is where people expect it. I think everyone knows if you get into the Final Four, two really good teams, and everyone knew that Vegas was a quality opponent. I think maybe the first game went a little bit easier than the Jets were expecting. 3 goals in those first 8 minutes, and They kind of bombarded Fleury, who had been so good for so long. Not that it was his fault. Those goals were came at him fast and furious, and third one off the skate, obviously. Some folks here might have thought it was still goalie interference. Sort of one of those controversial calls.
We love discussing goalie interference in this market. My God.
Well, it's all very new.
And it's not just in your market, guys. Paul Maurice has been pulling whatever hair he has left out throughout the course of the season. It's been a bit of a coin flip at times, but I think on that one, how I would explain it was, I don't agree with what the league said that the puck had already gone in at the time of the interference, but I think the puck was already past Fleury's ability to regroup and make the save. I don't think that the contact prohibited him or inhibited him from being able to get over. I think the puck was already past him before the contact was made, but it was definitely a very bang-bang kind of play, and it's easy to see why fans would be upset with that, because we've seen it go either way, and it's been such a coin flip throughout the course of the year. But I think in that situation, I think the puck was already, it had already passed the situation where the interference would have prevented him from getting over.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much that Vegas had a problem with it, whereas I think, as you hinted at, or as you pointed out, that the inconsistency factor, right? When the fact that you're especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's been an issue in the regular season, fine, but now we're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we're residing down to a coin flip, essentially? I mean, this isn't good for the NHL.
No, that's definitely fair. And I think they did make the right move by taking it kind of out earlier on in the year, where there was more on the ref's hands, and the folks in, I mean, you guys saw it in the game in December when Neil, I mean, folks in Winnipeg are still up in arms over the fact that a accidental slash to the helmet led to a goal that counted. So, yeah. I mean, I would say this wasn't payback for that by any stretch, but that just goes back to saying, well, what you think is obvious isn't always called. So I think you can understand the perspectives on both sides and everything else. But in general, I think the game's kind of played out the way we thought. Very similar to the Nashville series. I don't know how much you guys saw. I'm sure the focus was on San Jose, but I mean, the big line for Nashville, Johansson, Forsberg, and Arvidsson, very similar to Carlson, Smith, and Marchessault, whereas the games can be dominated by top lines. And very similarly, the Jets' top line of Scheifele has dominated opposition teams as well, whereas you mentioned in the last segment, Nate Schmidt is a guy that I watched a bit when he was in Washington, covered a couple of their playoff runs. This guy's going to win the Norris Trophy in a couple of years here. Most people outside of this market are very unfamiliar with Nate Schmidt, but he was absolutely awesome in game two.
Well, yeah, and not even people outside the market, not to cut you off. I mean, he was put on the block by Washington. There were games where he was a healthy scratch.
Yeah. So
I agree with you. You are talking about a future Norris winner, but how does this happen?
It's all about opportunity, guys. It sounds crazy to say, but, I mean, Girard is a very good at putting guys in position to succeed. He was very good at that
Clearly.
In Florida when they didn't have a lot of talent. And here, a lot of people argue that you didn't have as much high-end talent. You had a bunch of second lines, but Girard has found a way to make that first line a dominant line, and then the other guys absolutely worked their tails off and have some offensive ability as well. You guys saw it in the playoffs here. Alex Tuch is a first-round guy. I would compare him similarly to Blake Wheeler. Here's a guy, big body, can skate really well, shoots, handles the puck, but there's always that inconsistency factor for a big man who can skate, because in order to become a power forward, you want him to be physical all the time, but those skilled guys like to use their skill a lot, and it's hard to play a physical game where you're hammering on the D, getting on the forecheck, and being a physical guy. But what Blake Wheeler has really learned is that in the games where things aren't going as easily with the puck handling and the shooting, that you can have an impact on the game by being a good checker, being a relentless back checker, and doing some things that don't end up on the score sheet.
And who did Wheeler have to learn from? I guess Big Buff would be a man you would point to, but when I look at Tuck, I think he's had the advantage of learning from two very physical forwards in James Neal and David Perron to show him how he can manipulate that big body and play a more physical style. Where did Wheeler come from, and where did he get that education from?
Yeah, bang on. I think Paul Maurice has really helped, but also playing with Andrew Ladd, a guy who had won 3 Stanley Cups before with the Jets. He's no longer here, traded a couple years ago, but Andrew's a guy that had been there, knew what it took to win, and sort of he set the pace in practice. It sounds silly. You always think that a team thinks it works. You talk about Pete DeBoer. You think you're working harder than everybody else, and then you see another team that works harder than you. I think they really elevated their bar. Their standard of work is what they like to call it. They really raised that in the last couple of years in terms of getting rid of the losing culture that they brought over from Atlanta. Yeah. And Wheeler sort of picked up the baton after Ladd was gone and became just a great captain. leads by example, and he's a very good vocal leader as well. And he's sort of helped Mark Scheifele, who in turn is now helping guys like Nikolai Ehlers and Patrick Laine and guys of that nature. The trickle-down is really helping, and you're seeing that from Vegas as well. So much good leadership from certain players who not only have won before but have been in winning programs. And you also see it from guys who came from losing programs. Like, you get tired of losing. I mean, it's exhausting being in a situation where you're out of the playoffs by October, November, December. I mean, that's why, too, you talked about people in Vegas. I mean, they've set the bar so high. This doesn't happen every year. The Jets, since I've been covering them seven seasons, they had four playoff games up until this spring, and they got swept by the Anaheim Ducks. Outside of that, April 15th, it's time to get golfing, and that's why people in the market, I mean, the passion's always there, but there's so much time between April 15th and September 15th. That's why all the storylines come. You got rumors flying around all the time. It's just, there's so much time between games. It's just nice for people in the market here and there to be playing meaningful games in May and potentially June.
I actually want to get into that. I thought it was fascinating how many people unsolicited in Winnipeg would come up to me and say, those fans in Vegas don't understand. They just don't get it. They don't deserve it yet. I thought it was amazing how many people just came right out. They were very polite about it.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with what they're saying. We have been here every year through these awful teams. We've sat through these terrible games, and now this is our big chance. I don't think they understand what it's like to do that. I mean, how much do you hear that? Because I was hearing it, coffee shops, delis, yeah, everywhere I went.
Yeah, I don't think that the people that necessarily are holding it against Vegas, but I think they want them to know that this isn't just a natural occurrence. I mean, you think, well, it made the Final Four this year at least, should be in the Cup Final next year. I mean, folks in Edmonton would like to tell you that after last year, everyone thought the Canadian team with the best chance to be in the Cup Final this year was Edmonton, and they finished
don't even make the playoffs.
25th, yeah, or basement, whatever it, yeah, was. Next thing you know, they're talking about trying to win the lottery again. So it's a special thing that Vegas has going on, and I mean, I'm very good friends with Shane Knighty, and I know Gary Lawless very well, and just in keeping in touch with Shane during the year, and Gary, I mean, you just felt there was something special, and like you said, people around the broader sense in North America keep, it's kind of unfair, but it's so hard for this to happen. That's why people keep thinking, well, okay, well, it was great in October, oh, it was great in December.
Not
well,
funny now.
well, they'll come back to Earth eventually, and, yeah, and then it was like, oh, well, they're playing L.A., well, L.A. is, you know, two cups here, they'll knock them down, no problem, but they just don't understand how special the scenario is right here. The Jets have a special group as well, but you can really tell, and not just the misfits part. I mean, that stuff I think the players can bang on the drum, because I don't think anyone says, oh, this team's terrible, they shouldn't be here, because people know this is a very good team with a lot of depth. They've been a four-line hockey team the whole year, and I've been talking the last few days with Jet guys about the defense corps. The Jets just finished playing Nashville, who by and large has the best defense, at least the best top four in the NHL, and they've given a lot of love, even though it's an unheralded group in terms of name value. But the Golden Knights defense corps in game two, they moved the puck so well. The Jets were not able to get their forecheck going. And Blake Wheeler talked about it today. Yes, they score off the rush on occasion, but they're a team that wears you down, down low. And because of their inability to get the forecheck going, and that's because of the way Shea Theodore, Nate Schmidt, and Colin Miller were moving the puck, they just weren't able to get set up in the zone very often.
And that's what surprised me so much. Not so much that Vegas was able to take Winnipeg off their game. It was the way they did it with only seven hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, we figured they would have, if that was, you're going to slow Winnipeg down. I mean, obviously you can't match them size for size, but you can put bodies on them. They didn't even have to do that. It was forechecking, neutral zone pressure, and stick checking. They just did it just a speed way.
Yeah, bang on. And that's why the two teams are very similar. I mean, yeah, unbelievable play by Riley Smith. I mean, a lot of people, before watching the replay, when Kyle Connor lost the handle on the bad line change goal by Marchessault, everyone thought, well, Connor's got to handle that better. But Riley Smith makes an unbelievable play, and that's what you're going to see throughout this series. The neutral zone play and the back pressure and all of those things that don't, again, you don't think about these things in terms of takeaways and how things are created, but the breakaway situation, and then people also don't understand the play that William Karlsson makes on the third goal. Jacob Trouba goes to him. It's just a subtle move to his left that sets up that entire, another breakaway essentially for Marchessault. Trouba makes the right pinch, and the Jets had a defender back, a forward back, but just the explosiveness of Marchessault to blow by him. But that play doesn't get made unless you have the anticipation of Karlsson, who sort of shimmies his way around and finds that lane to lead the player to go in on the breakaway. And Connor Hellebuck's been great in these playoffs, but, I mean, Marchessault went tight two times. I mean, that, you're lucky to get a save on that. I mean, I'm being honest here. Marchessault's one of the best finishers in the NHL. And, again, going back to the expansion draft, guys, I mean, a lot of guys would love a mulligan. I mean, I wrote this earlier this week. I mean, it's easy to say, looking back with the benefit of hindsight, oh, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Alex Petrovic and Mark Pishek. I mean, you build from defense, yes, but you can't. Goal scoring is one of the hardest things to do in the NHL, as you guys saw here. But you basically gave up 45 to 50 goals in Smith and Marchessault, and you gave Gerard Gallant two-thirds of his top line. I mean, under no circumstances can you be doing that.
And unlike Eakin or you know. Pick someone else, you knew that Marchessault and Smith were probably going to produce. You can't say that about the rest of these lines.
For sure, and Carlson especially. I mean, guys,
oh, yes.
You don't think Columbus would look back and say, ah, we could probably sacrifice the size of Josh Anderson to have a 40-goal scorer. But, I mean, Carlson showed no signs of being a 40-goal scorer. He was an excellent defensive player. And, I mean, that's the thing that from talking to people around the league, I'm lucky enough to be one of the voters for the league awards. I mean, I had Carlson on my Selke ballot as well up high. It's not just the 43 goals, and I know plus-minus is becoming a stat of the dinosaurs, but let's not kid ourselves here. When you're on the ice for that many more even-strength goals than you're on against, that means you have a pretty good idea of defending. And even if that means defending by having the puck in the offensive zone, the matchups that Carlson had in terms of playing best-on-best, he deserved to be in that top five in the Selke. And I think eventually that could be a trophy that he wins down the road.
There's been a lot of talk about the expansion draft, and we've obviously discussed it all year. You're referencing it here. What are you hearing around the league? Because I think one of the things that's going to happen with Seattle, teams way overthought it. They were giving up players, giving up picks. All right, take this guy, but don't take this guy. Yeah. We'll do this. I think with Seattle, people are going to be like, take who you're taking. We're not going to bribe you. We're not going to give you extra things to take this guy. Just take who you're going to take.
Yeah, for sure. And a smart hockey man told me that before the draft. He said, don't overthink this. Yes, everyone is lined up to lose a good player, but don't put yourself in a position where you're losing two or three good pieces. I mean, you understand how George was able to leverage some of these things, but I think people did overthink it. I mean, we know Minnesota had some issues with the salary cap, and they ended up moving Scandella to Buffalo also anyway. So, I mean, it kind of overdid it, and Washington thinking, well, won't they be more interested in Grubauer? Well, if you have Fleury, you don't need Grubauer, you know? Washington's done a great job, and they're in the Final Four with the lead, but think of how good Washington would be with Nate Schmidt in their first pairing. I mean, and these are smart hockey men here. It's not like George just went and fleeced a bunch of dummies. I mean, let's get real. The rules were favored towards Vegas better than any previous expansion team, but George and his staff just did an unbelievable job of setting themselves up. And Dan talked about it. It's not just skilled players. It was the type of guys that wanted the buy-in, that came in here being a little bit, coming in with a chip on your shoulder and saying, you know what? I'm better than that guy that they kept, and I'm going to show you that I'm better, and you're going to regret it later on. And I love the fact that George McPhee on the fly got this with the support of Bill Foley. Everyone thought that people were going to be dumping James Neal and Perron at the deadline, even though they were in first or second place. Someone asked me that in Winnipeg, and I said, you got to be kidding me. This team is in first place. It's almost impossible to win in the NHL. You know the message you send to that locker room? If you send two of your top five scorers out the door because you want to get a draft pick that might help you in 2 or 3 years, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I think that was such a big key to this team's identity, right, is the fact that we talked about not having an ego and not having anyone to disrupt the apple cart, right? Yeah. That's because everyone was on the same page. We were all forgotten. We were all cast-offs, and they used it as a rallying point.
Yeah, and they really did. And that's why I say you got to have the right attitudes. I mean, Cody Eakin's been a good player for a long time, but he only had 3 goals last year, and he was making big money. But Cody Eakin's a guy that goes, you know what, I'm a good checker, and if I get to play a third-line role and play some second power play, I'm going to get 10 to 15 goals again, and I'm going to show people that I'm worth the money. I mean, I know Cody a little bit because he's from Winnipeg. I followed him on the way up in the junior ranks, and he's just the kind of player that personifies what it's like to be a Golden Knight. And then you have a guy like Derek Englund, never mind the fact that he's from here now.
Right.
Here's a guy that is a great leader, and he can help a young guy like Shea Theodore who, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I don't think Shea Theodore was really thrilled about being in Chicago at the start of the year, but these guys understand what it's like. Same as in MLB. If you don't have the service time and they can send you down without waivers, that's the way it goes in life. But instead of going down and pouting, Shea Theodore works his behind off, shows that he's got incredible skill. Next thing you know, you're on the second pairing and you're on the power play. I mean, these guys are smart enough to know that Gerard is going to put them in a position to succeed. And if you play hard for Gerard, he's going to love you. It's a very simple formula. He talked about it. In game one, they were a bit flat in the first. Game one against San Jose, they blew him out of the water. weren't quite ready. Jets were ready. But in the second and third, the Golden Knights did the type of things that helped allow them get ready for game two. They came back better out of the gate, and they sort of imposed their will against Winnipeg, and that's why they were unable to generate much speed through the neutral zone, and they never got really to their speed game.
That was a great spot. Oh. That was really good. Wow. We're going to get to our Big 5 at 5 on the way back. Ken Weeb from the Winnipeg Sun, your Twitter handle?
At Weeb Sun Sports.
Got to follow this guy. Read his stuff. That was awesome. You're on TSN as well. Got to watch him. Thank you so much. 5 o'clock hours on the way.
Cofield and Company Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider was brought to you by Battle Born Injury Lawyers. Call Justin or Matt at 570-9000.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your number one real estate guy. When you want top dollar for your house, when you want a real estate professional that successfully negotiated over 5,000 sales, then I'm your guy. Free attorney representation for your short sale and cash back guaranteed. Buying your ugly house and giving you cash within 5 days. And for traditional sales, getting you the highest price possible in your community. Folks, it's all about the experience, and I have over 20 years of it. See for yourself. Go to TheRealEstateGuyLV.com and check out our amazing reviews. You will always meet with me, so call me today. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. You know, Chuck, people think that a short-term loan is, like, really expensive.
That's simply not the case. These are short-term loans, and normally just for a few weeks. We only charge a daily interest. So if you need the loan for a week, a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Does it cost anything to apply, or doc fees, or early payoff fees?
Not at all. How about this? You come in on a Monday, borrow $500 to pay your rent, because your landlord charges $125 late fee.
Okay, I'm with you.
At Dollar Loan Center, that loan would only cost you $2.75 a day in interest. If you need the money for just 4 days and you get paid that Friday, you'd pay $11 in interest. Really, 11 bucks. You do the math.
We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Bentley Chevrolet is your home for. Woo! Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Colorado WT truck for just $99 a month, plus tax, for 24 months with just $21.99 down, plus taxes and fees. Woo! And when you stop by and test drive any car, truck, or SUV on our lot, give us your best. Woo! And you'll receive a $20 gas card with no obligation. Bentley Chevrolet, home of the. Woo! Located on 215 Bellway between Rainbow and Jones. Find new roads.
On approved credit, includes 2,000 dealer flex cash while supplies last. MSRP 31,435, 10,000 miles a year. Must have current GM or non-GM lease. See dealer for details. Offer expires 5/31/18.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Have you gotten your golden hockey puck necklace from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers yet? What are you waiting for? They're awesome! At Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, we love our hockey team. So we created a golden hockey puck necklace for you to give to the hockey lover in your life, even if that hockey lover is you. We have men's and ladies' versions. Special order yours today. They start at just $149. You can even